Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief. Don't mess with the IRS. If you owe back taxes, the experts at Optima Tax Relief will get you the best possible tax settlement. Call now for your free consultation. 800-351-8385. 800-351-8385. From New York, up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Do you think that Mike Tyson watched the Laker game last night? Watched the Laker game last night? Jay, did you watch the Lakers? Poor.
No, you know, no. It's too much, man. It's too much.
Come on.
Why you hate?
Right this way, Mr. Kobe. Did they play any defense last night?
Yes, they did.
Kobe's just that good. Don't hate. Stop hating. So, listen. Speaking of New York, as Tom did, where I am. So apparently New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, is on CP time these days. You know what we call it, colored people time, at least when it comes to one particular political endorsement.
I heard my name. I just have to say, thanks for the endorsement, Bill. Took you long enough.
Oh, snap! Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
That's not, I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not funny.
Cautious politician time. I've been there.
Well.
And Hillary said she'd been there. She knew.
It's still awkward even listening to
You probably it didn't go over so well, right?
No,
and probably
it did.
Not because anyone in the audience thought it was racist or off color. But because it was just not delivered well. I had one and a half comedians here.
Okay, Don, you go and drink that Kool-Aid.
I have one and a half comedians here.
Even if he had said it the right way.
I'm sorry you got shot down like that.
Even if he had said it the right way, instead of going CP, if he had said I was on CP time, still, I think he would have gotten the same reaction.
Okay, here's
sometimes
what I
mean.
They didn't live up to the first rule of comedy. And what's the first rule of comedy? It must be funny.
They don't even know the first rule. Comedians can't even agree on
it. We have different rules.
Thank you. Because I was like, that's not my first rule.
That's my first rule.
Don't sleep with none of the comics because you never first rule of comedy.
Don Lemon got his own. He got his own rules of comedy.
Yeah, no, that's not the comedian.
Don made that up.
Where'd you get this? No. Where'd you get this rule from?
Google it.
We got a half a reporter giving us rules.
Google. Don't hate now. That ain't funny. The first rule of comedy is that it must be funny. A joke must be funny.
It wasn't.
Days later, Mayor de Blasio found himself in the middle of a you-know-what storm of controversy, having to defend himself about the joke during interviews like this one on CNN.
Aaron, it was clearly a staged show. It was a scripted show. And the whole idea was to do the counterintuitive and say cautious politician time. Every actor involved, including Hillary Clinton and Leslie Odom Jr., thought it was a joke on a different convention. That was the whole idea of it. So I think people are missing the point here.
Okay. So I have to say the mayor is right on missing the point of this. Mm-hmm. For all of you who are judging him and the secretary, let me explain to you why the mayor is right. And it has nothing to do with him having a black wife. Don't even go there. It's because of the venue where the joke was told. It's a venue that's very similar to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which once a year grants the president license to tell off-color jokes with immunity like this one.
The House Republicans actually give John Boehner a harder time than they give me. Which means orange really is the new black.
All right. That's the annual Inner Circle Dinner in New York City is what it's called. Media personalities from all over New York City take on politicians. They roast them as hard as they can. It's no holds barred. And the politicians give it back as good as they get it. The money from the dinners go to about 100 charities all over New York City. This year's dinner was dubbed Shamilton, which is a spoof on the Broadway play Hamilton. So they were hitting him hard, especially on racial jokes. That's what it was.
Well,
the joke was
them.
Written for Clinton
shame
and de Blasio. by the show's writer. So whether they should have signed off on it, that's a whole other conversation, especially during an election year when the secretary has been scrutinized over racial issues. But it was obvious that the jokes were written for them, but they were delivered badly. And so
It was written for them, and it was delivered badly.
I believe it was a funny joke. What do you say, Sherry?
I want all of you to keep in mind, because it really is, for me, about delivery and timing. Right?
I disagree completely, and I'm a comic who's been doing comedy since 1993.
Listen to candidate Obama addressing the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ, back in 2007 over a similar topic.
I want to apologize for being a little bit late, but you guys keep on asking whether I'm black enough. Huh? That's right. So I figured I'd stroll in about 10 minutes after deadline.
Yeah, but he's black, and de Blasio is not. And when white people say
funny.
when white people say these things, it's not funny.
Mm-hmm. And he's not, right. and de Blasio is not a naturally funny person. So you can have a naturally funny person.
Sure, you're making my point.
But it wasn't that. No, it wasn't that. It was delivered wrong. First of all, he's white and he's saying it. I think he could have said
Sherry,
it.
Sherry, you were offended over that
it
joke.
Right way.
Sherry,
Come on now. You getting my point?
You're a comedian.
I'm not offended by it. It was very awkward. Whoever wrote it, it just didn't work, de Blasio. Stop trying to explain yourself. You just made my point.
The joke just didn't land. It was nothing racial. It just didn't land.
It's racial if a white person does the joke.
I think people are very sensitive. Totally.
Black people wrote the joke for them.
But it's a white person doing the joke.
And it's not going to work.
And it was probably somebody from Bernie Sanders' camp that wrote the joke.
No, black person for the show wrote
it
for
them. He's white
and
he said it. It was never going to work.
Oh, come on.
It's not funny. It was never going to work.
Sometimes a joke is just a joke. Y'all need to lighten up.
Hey, you go to a comedy club. Go get on stage.
I'm not trying to be funny. That's my whole point.